This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Did y'all see Caitlin Clark get frustrated last night? Look, Atlanta Dream, we got a good team. If you've not had a chance to see them play, they played, obviously, State Farm last night. Dream lose to Caitlin Clark and the Fever last night, but they beat them earlier this week on the road. But Ryan Howard, all week, by the way, these two games, Dream was playing physical, aggressive defense, and I'm saying into Caitlin Clark physically, and just irritating her. And she didn't like it. And so she did not hit a three last night, Abe. Abe's in for Mike today. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But I did want to mention this. We haven't had a chance to really dive into it. But, you know, this whole Caitlin Clark phenomenon, it's real, first of all. We've seen that, the numbers, the ratings. But they exchanged words last night. It's not the first time. But when Caitlin Clark doesn't like how you're playing her, she's like with any other player. What are you doing? And she's not getting calls. And I commend the Dream in the way they physically went after her. Not in a I'm going to hurt you way, but just, you know, physical play. And for those of you who don't think the WNBA is physical, you just don't get it. It is a physical league. She scored 11 points last night without hitting a three-pointer. But the thing for me is, Abe, she still affected the game. There was an assist late in the game where she dribbles in, drops it off. They get an easy bucket. She makes a steal. Like, she still affects the game, even though she didn't have a great game last night. But the Dream was right there, and I think we have a really good team. As I mentioned, Ryan Howard is a heck of a player.
Yeah, she's dynamite. Obviously won a bronze medal at the Olympics with the 3x3 team. So for those of you who don't know, in terms of 3x3, you got to have a well-rounded game. And you got to be able to do everything. Shoot, rebound,
yep.
Dribble, pass, inside game, outside game. You can see her run the full gamut. And she's asked to do a lot of different things. You got a rookie point guard right now, and you got the two bigs down low, Brittany Griner being one of them.
Sure.
Trying to figure it out. But that was a fun last pair of games. Not just last night at State Farm Arena, 17,000, just over 17,000, by the way.
Is that not moving the needle? I mean, come on. That's the Caitlin Clark effect.
That one game, yes.
That one game.
But, it'll be back at
smaller. But Indiana, no matter where they go, that happens.
Right.
And they play
their home games at Gamebridge, right,
yes.
Where the Pacers play.
That's correct.
And so, no, look, the Caitlin Clark thing is real. But first time in her WNBA career, she didn't make a three. That's a credit to the Dream
and
what their attack plan was. And they were competitive. And they were competitive in the season opening loss to the Mystics, too. This is a team that is 1-2 on the season now, but they've been very close to being 3-0. So.
Yeah. And a few years ago, you know, I've called a couple of WNBA games, and Ryan Howard has been just unbelievable in her career and her ascension to stardom as far as being one of the best players in the league. Indiana, by the way, scored 13 in the final 20 points, and that's what put them over the top in the final 4 minutes. They win last night, 81-76. Good game for the Dream, and they're going to be fun to watch. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the Dogs.
So the Dogs have not had a 1,000-yard rusher since DeAndre Swift 2019. Is this right? It seems like that can't be right. The Dogs run the ball, on average, better than most teams around the country. But, Abe, the reality is they haven't run the ball that well. And now you start to look at this and you say, okay, wait a minute. This used to be one of the strengths for Georgia football. As we start to look at this offseason, and Kirby said a lot of things. One of the things he's talked about is being more effective in running the ball this upcoming season. They've got great backs. You know, listen, Georgia continuously always has guys that can tote the rock. But I was a little bit shocked when I saw this by our buddy Connor Riley saying, you know, last time we had a 1,000-yard rusher was 2019. And I'm like, wow, that seems like forever ago. The other thing is the drop passes. Look, we can talk about the quarterback play and, you know, what it was and what it wasn't. But when you lead the country in drops last season, that does not help. So that also has to be improved as we start to talk about what this Georgia football team's going to look like.
Well, a couple of things in regards to the we haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher. Doesn't mean you ain't ran for 1,000 yards.
True,
right?
True.
And now, the fact that you've gone by, whether it's due to coaching decision, whether it's due certainly in recent last two, three years to injury limitations, you've gone running back by committee. Doesn't mean you haven't been good at running the ball. They have been. I do think this year, though, there is an opportunity because it kind of feels like Nate Frazier and everyone else. And obviously, Branson Robinson's gone. Roderick Robertson kind of still in the mix. But the way I look at it right now, it is Nate Frazier and everyone else. Cash Jones, I'm sure, will pick up a couple. This is the first year, though, where if I look at it and say the Dogs are going to run the ball, especially because of what seems to be concerns about the quarterback position, you're going to try and institute that run a little bit more. I think Nate Frazier, if he stays healthy, and that's been his problem too.
It has.
If Trevor Etienne had stayed healthy at times, he may have gotten to 1,000. They should have used him like a 1,000-yard rusher, but he wasn't healthy. If they could just stay healthy and they don't have to go running back by committee, they can have an alpha, a lead dog, they can get 1,000. It's not a concern to me because we've seen them have productive drives running the ball without a 1,000-yard rusher. I'm not concerned about it. The drops, is it an anomaly? Is it a personality? How much of it had to do with maybe how Beck was throwing the ball? They got a boatload of new receivers.
They do.
Now, so a couple of these guys are the same, but a lot of these guys are new.
Well,
and they're supposed to be talented.
Well, that's what I was about to say. You upgraded the talent and the size at receiver.
Right.
So, you know, you got a couple of guys that are certainly bigger, some speedsters as well. Look, the receiving room, as I like to put it, you know, you walk down the hallway, there's a running back, there's the quarterbacks, there's the receiving room. You look in that room, there's a lot more talent in there than there was last year. And I'm hoping – look, you're not going to win the national championship if you're leading the country in drops. You're just not. And going into the Notre Dame game, despite how we felt and the fact that they beat Texas and everything feels good, you have to have guys to catch the ball in those big key moments, especially moving the chains or in the red zone.
The bigger issue to me was the drops in big play moments.
Big plays.
Right? You had that early one against Alabama. I know.
It was ugly.
The problem for me is
I'm surprised Randy Mack has TVs in his house. I mean, honestly, with the drops that were going down last year, I'm surprised he didn't throw something at the TV every time those drops happened. He would have no televisions in his house.
He has to drink beer from cans, not bottles, for a reason, okay?
Exactly. There's a reason.
But seriously, though, you could deal with drops, right? It's the drops that are like, that's a 40-yard touchdown that you dropped. That's a 38-yard on 2nd and 15 that you dropped. It's not, you were running a screenplay and it squeaked between your hands. They were big play drops and look, you got a new big play receiver. Arian Smith was your guy last year. He's gone. And you got Taylen Taylor and Branch, and they got some dudes along with the return of a couple, whether injury or legal problems, that this feels like a much better receiving core. And again, that also goes into running the ball. Like, if you're running the ball well, guys are going to be open. I just don't know what Gunnar Stockton is. Like, I don't know. Like, he's getting totally dumped on,
okay,
on tier lists and SEC quarterback rankings. I just don't – I don't know why.
But did you know what Carson Beck was? Seriously. You didn't.
By the way, I still don't.
But that's my point.
He was supposed to be ahead of – And Cam Ward.
Yeah, and he wasn't. I just feel like, you know, when we say that, and I get it, you go, well, I'm not quite sure about the quarterback. You weren't quite sure about the quarterback last year. The only thing you knew was he was coming back, and you thought he'd be better, and the fact was he wasn't.
Well, by the way, I want to go back because I don't want to overstate, like.
Now, real quick, but you know what you knew about Stetson Bennett? He was clutch.
So that's where I was headed, though. Kirby Smart hasn't really missed on quarterbacks. Like, they didn't lose last year because Carson Beck wasn't good enough.
That was one of the reasons.
It was. It was part of it. Now, there's a huge whole discussion.
What was it, like 4 weeks of picks?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 weeks, whatever it was.
But that's
it was very Kirk Cousins-like.
I guess what I'm suggesting is that he's going to have a quarterback that he can win with.
Okay.
May not be because of the quarterback. But he's going to have someone ready to go, probably Gunnar Stockton, that he can win with.
Yeah,
I just don't think they're so...
I think they trust Gunnar Stockton. Look, you know, Rusty Menzel's come on the show and talked to us about this and saying that he was ahead of, Puglisi in the process. And then, you know, my whole thing was this going to be a fair, you know, competition in the spring? Well, when I'm ahead of you in not only reps, but also just the understanding of what we're trying to do, it gives me an unfair edge. And I think they really like Gunnar Stockton. He's going to get the most reps and he's going to be the guy. The thing that we saw is he's tough, right? That's what we already kind of realize about him. And he's got a moxie about him. The Texas game, yeah. I thought, and even the Notre Dame game, guys, he took some shots. You know, they got after him. I feel like those are the things that I would tell you if you said, what do you know about him? But I don't know. What I don't know is in a full game where he's the guy and it's a big game situation, how does he respond? What is he going to do? Is he a guy that makes big plays or is he a guy that caves under pressure and throws picks? We don't know yet. That's the part I don't know.
And here's the thing where I parlay it to. I don't want to find out. It needs to not be about him. They played last year with a defense that didn't dominate. That didn't win them games. Georgia's best years, even with what Stetson Bennett was doing offensively, came with the idea that it don't even matter. If we get to 13, 14 points, you're in trouble. That didn't happen last year. That wasn't the feeling last year. They need to get back to that. They need to get back to that defense that is like, man, we're in some real trouble here because we're starting our drive at our own 18.
Yeah, look. Will it ever be what it was in 21?
Why not? Why not?
It could be. The problem is, until you have those big dominant defenders up front, you already are saying something that is not realistically plausible. Because even if you are good, you got to have two monsters. And they had that. And you see right. What has happened with the Eagles, guys. It's not a fluke. They drafted those guys, and all of a sudden you put them in the NFL with all that talent around them. And, you know, the Eagles are one of the hardest teams to run on. And then all of a sudden you're getting pressure up the middle and push. That is something that the Dogs have not possessed since those guys left.
No, but here's the thing. I love one guy on every level right now.
For the Dogs' defense.
For the Dogs' defense. And then it's about who steps up along with them. I love Christian Miller.
Okay. He's nice.
I love C.J. Allen. And I love K.J. Bolden. I think that's the backbone right there of your defense. And now you need a guy or multiple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Multiple guys rotating in and out that can go with them. I think Nasir Johnson's an opportunist.
I do too.
Right there as well.
KJ, hometown kid, right?
I don't know.
You don't know that? Yeah.
Buford.
Yeah,
of course.
Correct. That's right. He's a hometown kid. I do like
they got the backbone, though, of a defense that I think can be built like some of those in previous years. I just don't know that if they had the depth that they had.
That may be the issue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.